Moshiach. We're learning over here, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Eishes Chover Shenichal Le'eishes Amoritz. An Eishes Chover, yeah? You know who that is?
Yeah.
There are two types of men in this world. Two types of men. There are those men who are always waiting for their wives. And then there are single men. All men can be divided into two categories. Those men, they're waiting for their wives, and they are single men. Eishes chaver, shehi nicho le'eishes avaritz techenes. An eishes chaver that left his wife, shenicho le'eishes, an eishes chaver, shenicho le'eishes amaritz techenes techbeisa. She let this eish amaritz grind flour in her home. Pasko harechayim. And the Rechayim stopped making noise. She stopped making noise. Habai is Tomei. Why? Because we have to assume, I guess, that she touched everything. Let's give you the Rav. Eishes Chover, Shenemenes Al Hatahores. She's Nemon. The Eishes Chover, Harei Kechover. Oh, the Barvus Tavart. Eishes Chover, Harei Kechover. Vaito. Shenichol Le Eishes Am. I didn't hear. What did you say? I lost you.
That's why she gets Kedima. That's when she gets Kadima. If she wants the vaccine, she can get it before other people.
Yeah, that's not true. They give the wives of all the...
And not Lagabe the vaccine, but Lagabe medical care. So you go with what it says at the end of Harius, Cohen Levi Yisrael, and then there's a Chaver, and then you have... And I think Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says, you know, that if you're faced, you know, treating a relative or treating someone else, you treat a relative, and if you're faced with treating a Talmud Chacham and treating a relative, I think you treat the Talmud Chacham. And then even I think Shtel's around that even Eishes Chaver may have, benefits from being an Eishes Chaver.
Eishes Chaver shnichol Eish Amaretz chenetz yisach beis apfan paschal echayim Rav Eishes Chaver shnem shemenes al taros of the Eish Chaver harik Chaver shnichol Eish Amaretz sheina nemenes. She's not believed the Eishes Amaretz one of kimoisa. Until the Mekabli V'chavirus. Paska Rechayim. Gomra Techinasu Paska Melitchoin. Okay, the Kol Zman she is Asuka B'Belachta B'Rechayim Eina Ha'lechas V'Meshamesh B'Reisha. Okay, as long as she is Asuka B'Melachta B'Rechayim Eina Ha'lechas U'Mimash Meshes B'Bayis. Case as long as she's busy, so therefore she's not going to go touch anything in the house as long as she's occupied. She's occupied in preparing and grinding, so she's not going to have time to go and touch everything in the house. But once she stops, the noise stops. Then we have to assume that once she touched everything, the meal is going to become tamei. Weiter, loy pasko dechayim. Let's say loy pasko dechayim ein tamei elan mokav mu nechmo. Eishes chaver shenichol eishes chaver aretz techenes tzach beisa. Pasko rechayim. Habayis tomei. Period. The ganze bayis tomei. Loi pasko rechayim. Let's say this noise. The rechayim is in operation. Ein tomei ela ad mokoyim sheyechoy lelivshod es yodov v'liga. So then we say that the only place that she touched, the place that are local, things that are right near the place where she's working. Right there. That's where you're like, we said last Mishnah. Next. Hayushtayim. Let's say there are two women. Two women Amaratzim, two Noshim who are the wives of the Amaratzim, Bein Kach u Bein Kach, Habayis Tomei. Because why? She'achas techenes, yachas mishameshes. One is working, one is touching. Toivim hashnayim eno echad. It's the fairest apostle in Kohelas. Then you have two together, you can accomplish a lot more. One can be metam with the Gantz Habayis when one is busy doing the work. Merdik. Could I get married? Right, just for that. One can do all the work and the other one can destroy the world. The Matam of the Gansanot. Devre Rebbe Meir Vachabim Ain Tommy El Admokam Shahin Yakhilum Lifshid S Yodovliga. Rebbe Meir says, no, I know about women more than you do. Viber, they don't go anywhere. You know why? Adrab, they talk to each other. They keep each other busy. So therefore they're only gonna be occupied with each other, therefore they're not gonna go touch anything. Pshat, according to me, the pshat is not the pshat they can't do. It's because Noshim, they talk to each other. And Mela, they keep each other anchored. They talk about gossip. Vaita. Let's take a look over here. That's, that concludes the Mishnah. Chaz, the Mishnah, Nochem, Al-Gval, the Mishnah, Eishes Chodeh. Shehinicho, le'eishes am'oretz, techenes, b'sech b'esa. So what's the halacha? Pasuk, if the mill stops, if this, the noise stops, the work stops, then you have to assume if you left the woman all alone, habayis tamei, because a woman will go around and touch the ganze bayis. Loi poskar echayim. Then she's working in tamei elad makom shehi yachol liv shadis yodav liga. Ha yushtayim tu noshim ben yach ben kach habayis tamei. The bayis is tamei. Why shachas techenes yachas me mesha meshes. David Rabbi Meir, Vachamoyimim bein tami ala mokam shen yichom lifshiris yes yodan v'liga. Good, we go with the Mishnah? Next Mishnah, Mishnah Hey. Hamaniach amaretz tzuch b'ayis ha-shama. You appoint amaretz to be the guard. V'zman shu roye es ha-nichnosin v'yes ha-yoytzin. As long as the guard can see. You leave an amaretz in your house. You leave him there, he's sitting there at the table. Bizman shu shu roya. When the Amoretz can see es hanichnasin, v'es hayoytzin, ho acholim, v'hamashkim, uklei cheres, hapsuchim, which are open to meim. Why? Let's see the Rav. Bizman shu roya. Bizman, oh, so look what it is over here. Bizman shu balabayis, yacholim, v'es hanichnasin, v'es hayoytzin, min abayis. Ho acholim to meim, v'chayshin en shema noga bochen ha-shomer hazeh shu Amoretz. I don't understand. Just the opposite. What is the Balabai Singh saying? Nachol the Mishnah. Hamaniach amoretz b'sech beis soil l'shama. You put about an amoretz in your house. Bizman shahu. Who's the shahu? You the Balabai. You the owner. Roya, you can see. That's what the Rav says. Bizman shahu roya. Bizman shabal habayis yochol lirois hanichnosin babayis v'hayoytzim min habayis. Then the rules are ha'acholin the Rav. והמשכן וכולו תמאים דחיישינן שמה נוגע בוכן השומר הזה שהוא אמורץ. But I don't understand if you can see everything that's going on and going in, what's the problem? בזמן שיו...
He's in the house.
You're in the house.
No, because you say, because you're watching the door, so the question is, what more can the Amoritz be metame? He can only be metame stuff that he has access to. So he has access to the Eichlin, the Mashkin, the Klicheres. That's open.
Yeah, but you're watching him. But you're watching him.
Because I guess maybe he's scared of being caught. Maybe he's scared of being seen by you.
No, but it says they're Tomei. They're Tomei.
No. The second case of a Hamishkavos or Hamashavos, Klicheres, Hamukafin, Samar Pasil, those are tar, meaning that whatever this Amma Arvitz has access to, I mean, that you are watching the doors, but you are not watching what goes on in the house.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay, listen, look at the parish on the side, on the bottom. Ikim Afarish, Magdama. Mishnah Senadam of Mishnah Hiniach Amma Arvitz Lishma Besoich Besai. Kosav Atiferes Yisrael. Shoymer Gora Me Ume Umonin V'toychanes. This is the third case. We started first with a worker, and then with the woman that's grinding, and now with this rabbi shomer. Why dimiduhu shomer meis tvei lemashmesh hakol de einay nitvas keganav avur zeh. He's saying you saw it. A shomer is a mechutzef, because a shomer is not the meis tvei. Because that's my job. That's my job. My job is. What?
It's not called shlichus yad.
Right. That's my job. Is to guard. Hashomer Shabbos. We call shomer Shabbos. We're made to be nene from the ganze Shabbos. Every prat of Shabbos. Because if you're a shomer. If you're a shomer, that gives you the entitlement to touch the ganze zach, that allows us to be nene from every chelik of Shabbos. Good word, yeah? That's what it says. That's not a good expression. You know, when you say, my father used to always say that to me. You know, you say that. You say v'shal shuris means basically krum v'toyra. My father, all of them, the phonies, they get up. There's an expression. The guy's a ganaf, a swindler, a menoif, a retzeach. Oh, but shalosh shuris, he darshens. He da. there he gets up, and he darshens v'shalosh shuris. And the rest of the week, what does he do? A noyef, a ganef, a rasha, a retzeach, a tyrant. Abba, shalashudis, a shene mensch, puts on the strimel, strokes his beard, and he says, shalashudis ter. So you say to someone, oh, you darshan good by shalashudis. It's like saying, you're benuvel. Losh saginar.
Right, that's right. Right, so I'm saying that Yishtikul Torah and Shemir Shabbos, but Mechilas Kvodi Avarni Tachas Kav Kavas Raga Avishayim.
Please,
but nevertheless, you can say with your Shalosh Shuris.
Please, Vaitis. So there's Vaitis.
You see what Rabbi Posen said on that they took Yosef out and they cleaned him up.
Vaigalachia. Yeah. What did he say?
Vaigalach. So usually Galach and Targum Unklus in Aramaic is always typed Giluach. And over here, he says Sapar, to cut.
Like, yeah. The Targum,
he went,
yeah.
He went for a trip.
A haircut.
Right? So he says, yeah. He said he just got a haircut. He says, because he quotes her. So first he says something interesting that he says that the Mitzrayim were actually.
They take off all. It's when they took off all the hair. You're saying make him like an Egyptian.
Yosef was a Nazir appointed. So therefore, Yosef couldn't do what all the Mitzrayim had, because then he'd be barbarous like the Mitzrayim. So they just give him a shtickle of hair, which is allowed for a Nazir Oilam. That's why Uncle chooses it, a different word. And so Isaac, the really good word.
Gvaldik. Targum. Gvaldik. Alles Gevaitem. Right over here, so says over here, so therefore, right in the Mishamich, as I'm already said, they say in the Shabbat, the Zanshu, Royas, and the Bosom, yes, we will sing a whole mamashu before he has a psuchim to name. Avol, Hamishkovas, the beds, the Hamishovas, who could harass Hamu coffin, son of Possil, because Keres are sealed to Hirim. These items are Tohar. Okay, where does it say over here in the Rab? Avol, but Hamishkovas. There's no harm done. There's no way this guy can have anything different. There's no possible to fight him. Next, we may not really love it.
So if he actually touches this stuff, then he's going to make the best tummy, right?
No, and I'm always, can make someone tummy, and I'm always only a Rishon. You assume the most is a Rishon. It's not an Avatama. Maybe he is. And I'm always, it's a Mishkan Moshe. What? It depends what he is. What status is he? Do we say that Amoritz is an Avatama? Is a Zov? Do we say that Amoritz is a Zov? I don't know. L'chore, we say the Amoritz is a Rishon. If he's a Rishon, if he touches... No. But if he's a Zov, no. Then he would. Then he couldn't be Medar. He said, he has to sit down. So Itaka is a Zov. We hold him L'chumra to be a Zov. But if he's a Zov, then he should be Metame B'mag of a Masa by touching.
So he is Metame B'mag of a Masa.
What?
You're saying, L'gozra al-tumas magabavai. The Rav says that he is metama b'mas.
B'ma d'loy was d'loy metama. No, it says the Mishkan Moshe. It says there's no tumas magre. It says he's the perish. She'ein amo aretz oisem Mishkan Moshe. Right, but so
what happens if he touched?
Oh, so let's say he touched the bed. So maybe yeah. Look at the rat. Look at what's going to touch the other. The hesed umidras chumra yiserihi. The ein yecholim lamoi ba. The isam sekar ba. The ba betzio ayin sham. So what about touching? So I guess we assume he didn't touch anything. I guess we assume.
Yeah. We look at the Ikam Mepharshim, my friend.
Okay, Ikam Mepharshim.
Look at the Ikam
Mepharshim. Tohoirin, Mishkavas Umashavas, Tohoirin, Milios Avatum. Ah, that's what it means, an Avatum. When it says the word Tohoirin, it just means Tohoirin, Midin Avatum. That's all it means. The Alkoponim, Mitmu, Mimaga, but there's going to be Tumas Maga, Amaritz. Dini, Adif, and Mishar, Kriabai, so they're no different. Avol akli cheres amuk of some apostle tohar legami kevan she migaboy ina mekabel kumba b'seichu ina choliga ve'am oritz ina matan behesed. Okay, that's takwa. It means so. It means of the tar. It means tar. When it means tar, it means tar from hesed. Okay, let's go very quickly. The starting of avaya. We're going to finish very quickly.
So it means the stuff became a rishon l'tumah, right? Stuff became a rishon.
Right, everything becomes a rishon, but to go say it becomes an av, that is not. So it's torming, torming an av. Vaita vim eina roya loya nechnasim loya sayoytsin. Let's say you can't see the nechnasim loyoytsin. Afilu muvol. Afilu kofur sakol tome. What does it mean, muvol? So over here, let's see the Rav. Rav says, no, we see the Rav. Loya sayoytsin. Afal pi shim oimed roya. You know, if you stand up, you can see him. Kevon she'en roya es hayoshev hakol tamei. But where is that? What do you mean hayoshev? Avol mishkavos ha mishavos kol cheres ha mishkavos ha apostle tamei. Ve'im ein roya. Okay. Lo yesan nichnasim. Lo yesan yoytsin. Afilu. Where's the word? Those words. Lo yesan yoshev. Where does those words come from? You have those words in your mishnayos?
I see them, but I don't know where they are. I don't know where they're from.
Ah, Roy, who came and shayna roya as a yoshin, I call Tommy. Where do they come from, those words?
You know what? Maybe it's Veloyas Hayotzin. He's Gars Veloyas Hayotzin.
Ah. Avapishim Oymaid Roy Ehu. Even if you would stand up, you would see him. Kavan shayna roya as a yoshin. You don't see him, Hakol Tamei. Bizman Shu Roy Es HaNechlasin. No, this is the Es HaYoytzin. This must be the next Mishnah. There must be a mistake here. V'im Einoi Roy Eloy. Oh, no, V'im Einoi Roy. V'im Einoi Roy Eloy Es HaNechlasin Roy Es HaYoytzin. You don't see the Yoytzin. He said, you think of Gersa. It means Roy Es HaYoytzin. Maybe another word. You don't see them. Afal pi she'im oimed royehu, but kevan, since at this moment you don't see him she'im royes ayeshva kol tamei. You don't see a kol tamei. Right, the next words. Afil mubal. What's mubal? A new vocabulary word. Afil mubal. What?
I said that the Rav is telling us a chiddush with his
girsa.
Even if
you can't see him, it's going to be Tomei. The lawyers, I know, but that's not a chiddush. That's the lawyers, I yoshim al vishem oimer eyu. Right. Because even though you could potentially see him, chiddush, right? Even though it's not enough, potential is not enough. Potential is not enough. You have to be mamish, be able to see him. If you can't see him, then it's not going to happen. You have to be mamish, be able to see him. One second. All right. Let me listen. I want to listen to the live. Okay, so listen tomorrow. Tomorrow. Okay, one second. Let me turn this off. How do you turn this off?
Everyone knows the world is round. When Ash sees the world is round,
the world is flat. Where does he get this idea?
That's right.
The world
is flat. Vaita, afilu kofos. What's kofos? The koshur. Tied up. Hakol tame. Sheloi mitam inon luhu mishum mishka v'moishav shel am ha'aretz. We're not going to be mitamim mishum mishka v'moishav shel am ha'aretz, ele mishum nechashim shem nichnas sham nochri. He's saying an incredible chiddush. The reason why the Gan Sabayis is tamei, not because we're afraid of what the Amo Aretz did. The reason why the Gan Sabayis is tamei is because we are afraid that he let the shomer is not a good shomer. He let in the house a nochri and isha and let them sit down on the chair and be mitamei everything we did in Mishka v'Moshav.
So this has nothing to do then if the shomer is an Amo Aretz. This could be just a regular shomer, or this has to be an Amo Aretz.
Amo Aretz, because the Amo Aretz, knows this, a regular shomer that's a Talmud Chacham knows the severity. He knows he can't let him need it into the house. He can't let. We have
a shomer that's tied up, or a shomer that's incapacitated, does that have the ability to stop anything?
Right, exactly.
So why does it matter if you're an Amo Aretz or not?
Because if you're Talmud Chacham, he'll tell you what happened.
I see, right. So Avshalom Levar.
Well, you can believe him when he'll tell you, or like, at least he knows all the problems that could have happened, that he can be Mavar what happened. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Hamaniach Amoritz Meshech Beisai L'shomoy Bizman Shuloye. When the Balabai sees what's going on, those that are coming in, those that are coming out, okay, he sees what's Tutsuchta, the Nechnosim Vayotzim, Ha'acholim V'Hamashkim, the food, the drink, the Klicheres, Ha'Pesuchim, Timein. Why are they Tamei? Because the Amo Aretz is going to touch everything. He couldn't care less. The Amo Aretz is going to touch whatever he wants. Adarabba, because he's a Shomer. But one thing, so what do you gain with the Shomer? The only thing you have a Shomer, he's in the house. He's going to touch everything. But because you can still see who comes and who comes out, therefore you, the Balabayas, know that a Nochri and a Nida did not go in, did not go out. You, the Balabayis, because you can see who enters and who leaves, you know that a Nida and a Nochri did not come into the home. But what about what is in the home under the jurisdiction of the Shomer? You have to assume the worst. The Shomer touched every single thing. But let's say, Avon Mishkovis Amashamas, Klicharis, Hilukav, Summit Pasil, Tuhairin. Tuhair Midin what? Midin Avatoma. They're Torah Midin Avatoma. But they're still Tome Midin Maga. Right?
Yeah.
But let's say you, the Balabayas, cannot see who comes in, who comes out, and you leave in the home a Shomer, so then you have to be Chayish that who came into your home, a Nida or an Ochri, and they were Metame everything Midin Mishka V'Moshav. Even if the Shomer
is tied up. He's movable means he's incapacitated. He's not able, he has no mobility. He's not able to move. The afilu kafus, hakol tame, since you cannot see who comes in and who comes out, there is a concern that a nochri or a nida came into the house and touched everything. So the tumah is not coming from the shomer amoritz. The tumah is coming from the nochri or the nida that came into the house. All right, we're going to Mishnayis. To Mishnayis. Mishnah Oisyois Neshama. All right, Groysa Yashachayach, Mishnah 2130.